All right, as promised, Fabs is with us. And Fabs, last night, I'm thinking of the Hall of Famer, Michael Fabiano, and how he's got to just be screaming at CeeDee Lamb, just screaming, because Fabs told me, and if Fabs says it's true, it's true. He told me in August, CeeDee Lamb's going to be great this year. You're looking at fantasy and so on and so forth, and CeeDee Lamb's been terrible until the second half last night.
Yeah.
Boy fan joins us. Here's the Hall of Famer. How are you?
And
it's going to be great today.
Yeah. He had that drop, though, in the first half, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? Because I went into a couple of fantasy matchups last night needing CeeDee to score, like, I think it was 7 points in one game and maybe 10 points in another game to win. And in the first half, he had 2 for 20, and he had that drop. I'm like, come on. Like, really? Like, the Cowboys are getting called for penalties, typical Cowboys kind of thing. And then the second half, he really made up for it. I was texting with Dez Bryant during the game. I'm like, come on, man. He's got to catch that ball, right? Yeah. And he made up for it. And then somebody made a bananas catch one-handed in the end zone. Beat the Giants, I think, 10 of the last 11 games, which is great because being a Cowboys fan from the tri-state area, I can't stand the Giants. And I got to give Cooper Rush all the credit in the world. I will go on my SiriusXM show today, Fantasy Dirt, and apologize profusely because when Dak went down, the sky was falling. Everything was crumbling around me, and I thought the season was over. Now, I don't think the Cowboys are a Super Bowl team. I hope I'm wrong about that, but I know the heartache will come at some point. But right now, you got to feel pretty good about the Cowboys going into a game against the Commanders at 2-1. And that defense, oh, Tank played great last night. Parsons is amazing. That defense is going to keep the Cowboys in most games this year.
I was down a point with CeeDee Lamb last night. A point, Michael.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there at halftime, and the guy that I'm with on this team, we've been together for 34 years. He's like, CeeDee Lamb is your worst pick ever. He's worse than Sony Michel for years. He's terrible. I'm like, hey, dude, just relax. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, yeah, he probably is. If we don't win off of one pick after that drop, but.
Yeah, he redeemed himself. He totally redeemed himself.
Now I love
it. And he, I mean, in week two, he had 7 catches. So, I mean, that's not terrible. He just didn't get into the end zone. So it was a good night for not only CeeDee Lamb, but Zeke and Tony Pollard had a very good game. I went, I think, 5 of 6 in my player props last night over at SI Sportsbook. So we had a nice night. It was a good night. Let's hope the Cowboys can keep the momentum going here. And the talk is that maybe Dak comes back Week 5 against the Rams, which I hope to be in attendance in that game.
So the SI Sportsbook thing, and then I'll get into the mailbag. I got a lot of mail, but I'm scrolling over to it. But this SI Sportsbook thing, I saw that you mentioned that. What are you doing there? What does that entail, and can people get involved?
Yeah, so if you are in a state where SI Sportsbook is legal to use, obviously there's a lot of states that you still can't gamble legally. You go in there, check out player props. Last night I had the over on Zeke's rushing total, anytime touchdown from CeeDee Lamb, which is why I was like mad in the first half. I'm like, oh, I would have had that one. And then ultimately he made up for it again. And I think the only one that I missed was Micah having a sack and Tank had 3. So I was fine with it. Noah Brown was over 3.5 catches. So that one came in pretty well. Over on Saquon's rushing total, he was great last night. And under on Daniel Jones's passing prop, I think his passing prop is like 202, and he threw for under 200 yards. He had a good game rushing, and I kind of feel bad for Daniel Jones. His offensive line stinks. I mean, the Cowboys defense is very good, but boy, he was running for his life all night long.
The Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano with us for a few minutes, and as he mentioned earlier, you can find him on SiriusXM Fantasy Dirt, SI.com. He has all of his content. Follow him on social, the Hall of Famer with us. All right, mailbag. Drake London, Hollywood Brown, Gabe Davis, Brandon Ayuk, Allen Robinson can man my flex spot. Who do I hang on to, and who do I try to trade?
Well, you want to sell high, and Hollywood Brown's been great. So that might be the player that you sell high on because you'll get the most value. And also keep in mind, what are we entering Week 4? You got 3 more games, and then Nuke comes back. So you would think that the target share would decline a little bit. So Hollywood Brown could be a really good sell high at this point in time.
Getting a lot of questions about the weather this coming weekend. I know the Cardinals game at Carolina, it sounds like that hurricane is going to hit Charlotte. Are you looking at that? I know we're just sitting here on Tuesday putting this together, but are you already seeing some guys that you may want to step away from this player?
It's still early in the week. And you know, predicting the weather is not a perfect science, that's for sure. But, you know, the Buccaneers are playing at home, and that's where that Hurricane Ian is supposedly headed. And the NFL has already moved their practice facility. They're moving down to Miami and practicing where the Dolphins practice. And so it's just something to keep an eye on over, you know, the next few days to see if the game is going to be played on Sunday or if they're going to have to move the game. Time will tell. But same thing with the Carolinas, with the Cardinals and the Panthers. You're just going to have to keep tabs on what goes on over the next few days. Ultimately, they're going to play the games some way, shape, or form. They're not going to want to not play these games and completely disrupt the schedule. So the games will be played. We just don't know when or where.
And we don't know the field conditions in Carolina. I think it's kind of like the Bears in week one.
And, you know, to be quite honest with you, that's something that you have to keep tabs on as well, especially on the Carolina side of things. Their offense has really not been good at all. I mean, McCaffrey, he's not been a complete bust. You know, he rushed for over 100 yards, but he's not catching the ball out of the backfield. He's not scoring touchdowns. And if McCaffrey's going to average 15, 14 points a game, then he's a dud because you drafted him second overall. You know, DJ Moore hasn't been good this year. Robbie Anderson's had one good game. I mean, Laviska Shenault had a crazy, you know, long touchdown catch and run. That's not going to happen probably again this entire season. So that offense has already been an issue. And then you factor in potential weather. Well, you know, there's not many guys maybe outside of McCaffrey that you're going to want to start. Maybe DJ Moore. And for the Cardinals, I mean, same kind of thing. You want to lean on the run. James Conner has not been the guy that we'd hoped.
Right.
Now, I told you in the preseason, he was not rushing for 18 touchdowns again. Like, there's no way. Like, regression is coming. And regression has come. Brad, we talked about this. Jonathan Taylor, not good so far. One good game. What about Austin Eckler, who I love dearly? He's catching the ball in the backfield. They're not giving him the carries.
Right.
And he hadn't scored a touchdown. So, like, we've seen running backs take their bumps over the first 3 weeks. Hopefully things will improve. But I will say this.
Yeah.
You've got three potential backup running backs who could be starting this week, who are all going to be must-starts. Dalvin Cook's got a shoulder. Alexander Mattison would start against New Orleans in London. Khalil Herbert, who looked awesome last week, and that drove me nuts because I had David Montgomery everywhere and I got a point from him. And I'm looking at Khalil Herbert score 30. I'm like, son of a biscuit, I would have had all those points. I lost like three games because I lost Montgomery. If I had 20 from Montgomery, I'd win those games. But, I mean, it is what it is. And then finally, Jamal Williams, who scored two touchdowns last week. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions held DeAndre Swift out for the next 2 weeks. Because then they have a bye in week six, and then he comes back in week seven. But that's the problem with DeAndre and Dalvin. Like, these guys are always nicked up, and it drives you nuts. And Jamal Williams could legitimately be, and they're playing the Seahawks this week, who just got crushed by Cordarrelle Patterson, a top 10 running back in fantasy this weekend.
Okay, you mentioned Dalvin Cook, and I'm getting a lot of questions about Vikings offense. And in particular, Justin Jefferson, Adam
Thielen. Oh, my goodness.
But we'll just tie it all together. What is going on with the Minnesota Vikings offense? You can't drop Justin Jefferson or Adam Thielen. You got to play him, but what is going on there?
So Thielen actually had a good game last week, but it was KJ Osborne and not Justin. How do you have 14 yards against the Lions? I'm in a league here on the show where you only get to play a player once all season long. And so you want to be careful with where you're starting your elite guys. You want to make sure that you're playing them in really fat, juicy matchups. I thought that's what it was in Detroit, and I got nothing from Justin Jefferson. And he's had two bad games in a row. Now he's got New Orleans coming up this week. Again, that's an overseas game. He's probably going to face Lattimore. I mean, you got to play him.
Yeah.
But you know, as much as I may poo-poo the running backs, there have been plenty of wide receivers who have also not lived up to expectations. You mentioned one of them earlier in Allen Robinson already. And Justin Jefferson's got to bounce back. Now, Thielen, I don't love the matchup this week. He's probably a risk-reward flex. And Kirk Cousins has scored over 18 points in the two games not played on Monday night. I think he's fine, too. And historically, he does really well against the Saints. He's dominant. He's averaged over 20 fantasy points, I think, in four or five career games against New Orleans. And Madison's going to be the lead ball carrier if Dalvin can't play this week. I think that offense is going to be fine, but it has been very disappointing over the last 2 weeks. While a lot of folks out there thought Jefferson could overtake Cooper Kupp as the number one wide receiver in fantasy football, Jefferson's had one good game out of three. And Cooper Kupp, God bless him, he has been as good, if not better, than he was at the beginning of last year when he had a career and historic season. So right now, if you have Cooper Kupp, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. Justin Jefferson, maybe not so much, but, I mean, things got to get better.
A couple questions about the Miami Dolphins receiving core. And if Tyreek is going to – what's going on with Waddle down there taking away production from Tyreek Hill? What's your view on Miami and their receivers?
You start both of them. I actually said one of my bold predictions in the preseason was that Waddle would have more targets than Tyreek. And I think, again, remember, he's got that rapport with Tua. And Tyreek's been great for two games, and then this past week he disappeared while Waddle was still very productive. And those guys are maybe you know, one of the best wide receiver duos in the National Football League. Not maybe, they certainly are. And Tyreek's got a little bit of motivation this Thursday night, right? I mean, he's already started to talk some smack to Eli Apple, who, when he was playing with the Chiefs last year, the Bengals knocked him out twice in a month, including the playoffs. And Eli called Tyreek a baby, so now Tyreek's got a little motivation. I think the real question is, which Tua is going to show up? All right, the guy who threw six touchdown passes and looked like the left-handed Dan Marino against the Ravens, or the guy who had fewer than 15 fantasy points in weeks one and week three and kind of hurt us? And the Bengals have been really good against quarterbacks so far this year, but they haven't played anybody. I mean, they played Cooper Rush. Listen, I love Cooper Rush, what he's done. He's not a good fantasy quarterback. Trubisky in week one and Joe Flacco. Sorry, not exactly the elite of the elite quarterback position. So which Tua are we going to get? And a lot of that's going to have to do with what do we get from Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. Both guys obviously must starts across the board. What's really confusing is that Dolphins backfield. Week one, it was Edmonds. Week two, he was invisible. It was Mostert. And then they give Edmonds two goal line carries last week. And that's what we deal with right now in fantasy football. A lot of times these backfields are going to be very difficult to predict. There's one in Los Angeles that'll drive you nuts as well. With the Rams, and there are several others across the league.
Okay, before I get you out of here, we're talking with the Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano, and we'll just tie this all together. It goes to the Broncos and the 49ers the other night trying to get after one another in their own way. What do you do with both those offenses, Michael? You look at both of those offenses and say, you know, I'm thinking you've got to move on from this player or that player. Look at both the 49ers and Broncos offense. We'll answer a bunch of questions out of the bag on that.
All right, we'll start with the Niners. Garoppolo is not a good fantasy quarterback. He's okay. He'll have his good weeks. But would I play him this week against the Rams? No. Would I have played him last week against the Broncos? No. Now, I do think Garoppolo being under center does help Debo and Ayuk and George Kittle, but none of them have really popped yet. I mean, Debo's not been that great.
Right.
I mean, like, this is a guy who was a top three wide receiver last year. Hadn't been that great. And he's still running the ball, but I mean, he was never going to rush for eight touchdowns again. You know, he rushed for almost, you know, 400 yards last year. I don't know if it's going to happen. Maybe it will. But the rushing touchdowns, we know regression was coming. So bottom line here, I mean, Ayuk is more of a matchup-based starter. I actually think the matchup's pretty good against the Rams. They've surprisingly given up a lot of points to receivers lined out wide, even dating back to last season. So I think he could flex in this week. I mean, Kittle's at a thin position, so you're going to play him. You're going to play Debo. Jeff Wilson's going to be a flex option because they have no one else in that backfield. And Garoppolo is probably not going to start in most weeks. Now, for the Broncos, you know, Russell had a decent game in week one. The last two games, he stunk. And I mean, this was the Texans. He had 11 points. And then, of course, the Niners are okay. I get it. He has the Raiders this week, though. The Raiders are bad. I mean, they're bad against quarterbacks so far this year. So I would still think Russell's a low-end QB1. But, I mean, Brad, if he doesn't run with the ball, which he hasn't really done, he's not going to be that high-level guy that you can start every week like he used to be early in his career. Javonte and Melvin in the backfield. It's kind of what we thought. The gap has not really opened up for Javonte, maybe a little bit, certainly as a passer. He hasn't done anything in the last 2 weeks, and Melvin had the touchdown this past week. And remember, 2 weeks ago, they both fumbled at the goal line. So they both got opportunities. Melvin Gordon is still a damn good back in the NFL. He's not going away. And so that's hurting Javonte big time. And so good matchup this week against the Raiders. So I play him, and I'm playing him in most weeks. But I think people who drafted Javonte late first round, early second round, you may want to temper your expectations as long as Melvin Gordon's around. Courtland Sutton's been great. You continue to play him. He's been the top option there for Russell Wilson. You know, Jerry Jeudy's more of a matchup-based guy. He could probably be a three or a flex this week against the Raiders. That could be a high-scoring game. You know, Albert Okwuegbunam, forget about it. I mean, the tight end is awful. Like, tight end is so bad this year. It's maybe the worst I've ever seen it. And Okwuegbunam was a guy that I thought, well, maybe he could pop, you know, this year, maybe be like a high two, something like that. He's done nothing. It's been, if you have Zach Ertz, like, or a guy like that, or Kelsey, or, you know, Andrews, those guys are on the higher end of the position. They've been very good. But tight end has been a wasteland so far this year. And honestly, so is quarterback.
Yeah.
Look at the quarterbacks. And I know I'm rambling here, but you know I love talking to you and I love talking fantasy. Aaron Rodgers has been bad. Tom Brady's been bad. Dak's been hurt. Trey Lance is out for the season. We've seen some quarterbacks who we thought were going to produce who have not produced. So hopefully Brady bounces back this week, though. He's got the Chiefs. Again, I don't know where that game's going to get played, but if there's not a mess of weather there and they play the game in Tampa, I think Brady's a good start. If the weather is an issue, well, that's going to be a different story.
All right, before I get you out of here, a couple guys you're like this week, just like I really like this guy or that guy.
Again, the running backs, Khalil Herbert, if Montgomery is out, Madison, if Dalvin Cook is out, Jamal Williams, definitely. And how about Amari Cooper, right? Let's talk about a former Cowboy. Boy, he's had two big games in a row. He's had the first two straight 100-yard games for the Browns since 2013 when Josh Gordon did it during his breakout year, is really his only good year. And he's got Atlanta this week, and they can't stop anybody, especially the receivers lined out wide. They can't stop anybody. So Amari Cooper suddenly is a very good play in fantasy. And also, if you're in a two-quarterback league or maybe you're desperate for a quarterback, a lot of people are, Jared Goff's not that bad of a play against Seattle at home. Right? I hate to say it. If you're desperate, you know, Jared Goff, you could do worse. Let's put it that way.
All right. Let you go off that. Good stuff as always. Be enjoying your week, my friend. I don't want you being stressed over the Cowboys' ups and downs. It's good to see you happy. Don't like the whiny Michael Fabiano. I like
that. I was like a five-year-old child after we lost Dak. Yeah. I'm emotional, Brad. I'm a fan. You know what fan is short for? Fanatic.
I got
That's you. What I am when it comes to my teams.
That is Michael Fabiano. We're back with more after this timeout.